We are live. It is Columbia Central High School, K105.3 Football Frenzy. It's the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. My name is the Mayor Jason Smith alongside Joe Cassidy. And Joe, perfect night for football.
Absolutely gorgeous night right now, Jason. We are sitting at a fair 74 degrees. For my Celsius speaking people, is 23 degrees Celsius.
Thank you.
I can't even act like I know that. I didn't know it. But thank you to this weather.gov website. It is 23 degrees Celsius. Sun is going to be setting here the next probably half an hour. A lot cooler than the last game we were out here 2 weeks ago. That was a very, very hot game. I don't see as many cramps happening. I expect some good football.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a great game today between the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central and the Royals of Blissfield. And Joe, coming into this one, it is for Columbia Central, it's not really been the best of starts to the year.
No, I think Columbia Central kind of went back to what happened last year. Is they got injury bitten pretty early in the season. First game we were out here, it was a solid, what, maybe 91 degrees on kickoff.
Yeah, it was hot,
if not hotter, with the heat index. So we saw a lot of cramping, and a couple guys didn't end up coming back due to dehydration or severe cramps or whatever came with that cramp. But it is cooler tonight, a solid almost 20 degrees cooler than the last game we were out here. So I'm going to expect these guys to stay on the field. The 0-2 start, I'm not counting them out just yet. Blissfield 1-1, not counting them out either.
Yeah, and if you recall, our first game here on K105.3 Football Frenzy, Columbia Central and Napoleon here out at Columbia Central. Columbia lost in that game, put up a pretty good fight, but the jug went down to Austin Road in Napoleon. And then they follow that up with another loss, kind of a surprising loss, I guess, to a very game Adrian team.
Yeah, Adrian was a very tragic story in their first week with the loss of one of their teammates. But they came out, and Columbia Central wasn't expecting the surprise that Adrian gave them, and the Maples took the best of it. Beating Columbia Central 20-0 last week. But I expect Columbia Central to be full force tonight. I don't see a single player on the sideline without their pads on, so I think it's going to be a full roster.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to a good one here with Columbia. On the flip side, it's a Blissfield team that was really, really good last year, and this year we don't really know what we got yet, because they took on a very, very good Whiteford team and they got blown out. Let's just call a spade here. And then they followed that up against Sand Creek with a forfeit. So they got the win there to go to 1-1, but we have no idea what we're going to get out of this Blissfield team. The one thing that we do know, and that we saw in warmups, and that we've done in a little bit of our research, is senior quarterback 6'4", 184 Noah Schnorr, recruited so far by some of the lower division teams, Ohio Wesleyan, Kalamazoo College, Lawrence Tech, but in warmups at least, really tight balls, fairly accurate for the most part. It'll be interesting to see how he can come out and lead his Royals team.
Like I was telling you guys, everyone here in the press box before we even went on air, is, you know, quarterback of that size, especially being a two-year starter, you can't get away with at least getting one or two offers from the NAIA. Because, you know, that shows you got size, that shows you got strength. But this kid, like you said, has a very tight spiral.
Yeah.
And it's not getting away too much. If he can put enough oomph behind it, I can't see why that ball isn't going a good 40, 50 yards.
Yeah, he was accurate. He had some decent velocity on his throws and warm-up, so we'll see if Columbia can come up with enough pressure to kind of get him moving, get him uncomfortable. He did run a sub-540, I believe it was 495, at a camp in Hillsdale in June. So he does have some wheels that he can show off if need be. I want to say thank you to our title sponsor, True Community Credit Union, here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. You can enter to win $1,053 at K1053.com/football frenzy. Want to say a big thank you to Kelly Express Mart here on the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. Our first quarter will be brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Halftime, of course, brought to you by Jackson Pediatric Dentistry and Dr. Steve Davenport. Our scouting report that we just covered for you is courtesy of Recruit Specialized Staffing. Our player of the game and post-game sponsors, Tri-County Water and One North Kitchen and Bar, respectively. And, of course, our touchdown sponsor is Aspen Heating. Also want to say thank you to Tom Coffee Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning Level 1 Bank, Wilby Transit Mix, Aeroquip Credit Union, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop, Jackson YMCA, Hanover Horton Schools, Penn Chiropractic Center, East Jackson Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Grimes Plumbing, Clothing Carousel, and, of course, Columbia School District, Dr. Pam Campbell, Superintendent out here is phenomenal and always a very gracious host, especially with the air conditioning in the press box. We are very grateful for that, especially a couple of weeks ago. But Dr. Campbell and her team out here does a phenomenal job every time we come out. So very grateful to them. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll come back and we will get you set up for our game here on the Game of the Week on K105.3 Football Frenzy, Columbia Central and Blissfield on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. K105.3 Football Frenzy getting set for Columbia Central and Blissfield. And we're going to run down our out-of-town scoreboard real quick. We don't have any scores coming in just yet, but some of the games we're going to be following tonight. Lumen Christie is at Northwest this evening. Jackson taking on 2-0. Chelsea, Blissfield, of course, here at Columbia Central. Western is at Battle Creek. Harper Creek, Grass Lake taking on East Jackson. 2-0 Addison against Hanover Horton. Manchester is at Napoleon tonight. Bronson comes into Harshbarger Road and Michigan Center. 2-0 on the year so far. Homer is at Springport. Leslie is hosting Lakewood. Onstead at Hillsdale. Olivet at Stockbridge. Hudson at Clinton, the battle of two 2-0 teams. Charlotte at 2-0 coming in to take on Eaton Rapids. At Eaton Rapids, East Lansing at DeWitt, Union City at 2-0 Jonesville, 2-0 Hastings at Marshall, Ionia is at Portland, Quincy is at Reading, Adrian is at Ipsy, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, they're 2-0, they're taking on Ada, Lansing Sexton against Lansing Catholic, always a great game, Grand Ledge and Lansing Waverly, and Carlton Airport taking on Monroe St. Mary. Over on the 8-man side, a couple of games, one in particular, Bridgman heading to Concord to take on the Yellow Jackets over there, and Vandercook is at Vermontville in 8-man football. So we are going to take another 3-minute break. We'll get you through the anthem and get you set for a kickoff that Blissfield will receive on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy wrapping up our Kelly Express Mart pregame show. And I want to say a big thank you to Recruit Specialized Staffing for our scouting report. We sort of focused on Noah Schnoor for Blissfield because he's arguably the best player on the field for the Royals. Offers from Ohio Wesleyan, Kalamazoo College, Lawrence Tech. We kind of touched on some of those. But Joe, I also want to touch quickly as the kickoff gets ready to go on Luke Dorman, the quarterback, or Luke McDorman, rather, for Columbia Central. Had a pretty decent game, all in all, in our last outing here at Columbia Central, and I'm expecting more of the same tonight.
Yeah, Jason, the thing that we saw really that was really, really a solid effort by Columbia Central is they came out and just punched Napoleon right in the mouth in the first 20 seconds of the game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the cramping and the injuries kind of caught up to him as the game went on. But yeah, Luke McDorman, as always, he showed us last year why, you know, he's starting quarterback, and he's shown again this year why he's starting quarterback. He could be starting running back, wide receiver. He could be starting anything. He's just that talented.
That's right. It's the start of our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Cody Richardson getting set to kick away for the Golden Eagles, and it is a low line drive kick. Takes a bounce at the 20, rolls to the 11, where it's picked up by Ty Cantrell of the Royals. He's going to be met and brought down at about the 24-yard line, and that is where the Royals will take over on offense.
Tell me if this name sounds familiar. Ty Farmer in there on the tackle.
Yeah, you're going to hear that name quite a bit for the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central on defense. He is very, very talented. So the Eagles are wearing their blue tops, white pants, blue helmets. The Royals of Blissfield, purple pants and helmets, purple numbering on a white jersey with some gold trim. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. Schnorr takes the handoff. He's going to, or takes the snap. He's going to give it to the big tailback behind him. That's Chase Collier. He'll have a gain of about four. Make it second down and six.
Big man, 6 foot, 190-pound Ryan Ladd in there on the tackle. Didn't allow much on that carry. Maybe, what, 2 yards?
Four yards.
Wow. I have that angle. That's the
awkward angle.
Yeah, I have the bad
right
angle
in front of you.
Yeah. But just overall, great stop there by Ryan Ladd. Wrapping up the tackle.
Chase Collier for the Royals, senior, 5'11", 212 in the backfield with Schnorr. Shotgun, it's an option keeper. Schnorr is going to go over the middle. Incomplete. Just out of the reach of his tight end, Nicholas Ostis.
It looked like it was actually in and out of the hands of number 9, Blake Kopacz. It looked like he was about to have the pick, but it just kind of fell out, much to the relief of starting quarterback Noah Schnorr.
So Schnorr now faces a third down and six from the 29, 11:16 to go in our first quarter. Still no score. First possession of the game for either side. Schnorr stays in shotgun. He'll have Collier to his left, two receivers to his right. He's going to look left, drops back to pass. It's an out route complete, and that's a first down and then some down at the 41-yard line. That's Owen Smith, the 6'3", 188 senior.
6'155-pound senior Eli Scheel on there on the tackle. Was able to get him right to the outside where he wasn't getting much more positive yardage going straight downfield, but did pick up a couple on the side.
11:05 to go in our first quarter. Schnorr takes the snap. It's a give to Collier. He's got a little bit of running room. He's going to break free of a tackle. Got the first down a little bit more. Still on his feet. Finally going to be brought down at the 40-yard line. So he's across the 50 into plus territory, and it's another Blissfield first down.
42, Mason Chabowski, as well as none other than Ty Farmer in there on the tackle. It's a good thing Ty Farmer was there, because if he wasn't, he was going for six.
Chase Collier is a big load to take down. He is, as we mentioned, he's 212 pounds as the tailback. Schnorr takes the snap. He's going to give to Collier again. He's going to go right up the middle. Now he's going to try to bounce outside, and he's going to go nowhere. Actually going to lose a yard or two. Make it second down at about 12.
The Eagles did a great job of reading that play before the snap was even cadenced, able to get a drop of about 2 yards, but just great effort. That's what they needed.
Now down to the 10-minute mark here in our first quarter, as Schnorr will take the snap, and it's another give to Collier up the middle. He's got positive yardage, first down and then some. He's across the 20 and is finally brought to a halt at the, looks like the 18-yard line is where they're going to spot him, so it'll be first and 10.
Kopacz again going low, and Eli Scheel going high on that tackle. I'm telling you, this guy runs like Mike Allstott. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly who it reminds me of. It's a big, like, Derrick Henry, Mike Allstott type ball carrier. Very big.
Lowers his head.
Right up the gut.
Yep.
He's going to be tough to take down all night, as he has proven thus far. Schnorr takes the snap. It's another give to Collier up the middle, and they're just going to run with what brought him to the dance, as that is a gain of about five. So they get second down and five.
Had a couple Golden Eagles find their way out of the nest to tackle him, but even still, he was met at the line of scrimmage and still picked up four or five. This man is going to be a problem.
Already 3 minutes burned off the clock as we've hit the 9-minute mark here in our first quarter. Now down to 8:55. Schnorr fakes the hand off to Collier. He's going to look to throw. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Blissfield. That is Luke Knopfzinger, the 5'11 senior. Luke Knopfzinger with the reception. 16 yards for the score. Or excuse me, 14 yards for the score.
That was Luke McDormand there in coverage, just unable to. I mean, there was an initial misstep, but he was unable to collect or recollect himself wide open for the six.
So 6-0 our score pending the PAT. That kick is up. and it is good. So count it. Make it 7-0 Blissfield with 8:49 to go in our first. We're back in 60 seconds. The Eagles are on offense on K105.3 Football.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. Alexander Braveward kicks it away for the Royals to Braden Barrow, rather. He's going to get it across the 20 down to the 23 is the final spot. And that is where the Golden Eagles will take over on offense. And you'll see quarterback Luke McDorman, the 5'10", 155 senior for the Golden Eagles, will lead the charge. Joe, they kind of got punched in the mouth on that first drive there.
Yeah, it was very, very, very tough to stop that run game.
Yes, it was.
Collier just came out and made sure that he kept his head down, shoulders, square, and just ran that rock all the way down the field.
McDorman takes the snap. It's an option. He's going to give it to the far tailback, and it's going to be a cloud of dust here. Ball came loose, but it is going to be a... down by contact.
Oh man, now I gotta come up with something for the Royals.
Chase Collier made the tackle on that one.
Oh boy.
Get used to that one, because I'm sure he's gonna be involved heavily.
Oh, quite a bit.
8:18 to go here in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Still 7-0 Blissfield. Second down and about 9 for the Eagles. McDorman takes the snap. And it's an end around to Ladd. He's going to have positive yardage, and he'll be about a yard. No, they're going to give him a really good spot here. And it'll be third down and about 1 after a gain of, call it 8. That's even closer than I thought. It's actually probably about 3rd and inches here. And they're going to go very quickly to the line here on 3rd and short. 7:35 to go in our first quarter. McDorman checks his offensive line. Takes the snap from the shotgun. It's a give up the middle to Logan McClellan. He's going to go nowhere. Actually, he's going to lose a yard or two. And that'll bring up 4th down and 3.
Now, given it is still early on, but do you go for it?
I mean, McDormand's your punter, so you can test the waters, see if maybe you can get him to jump and then back up and punt it away, which it looks like they might do here. Shotgun formation, McDormand. Looks like he's trying the hard count. Doesn't work. And now they'll take a timeout. So timeout from the Columbia Central sideline, and we'll take a 30-second break ourselves. We'll come back with a crucial 4th and 3 for the Golden Eagles on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, just in time for you to come back to a Blissfield timeout. They had too many men on the field. We could hear the coordinators, and I'm sure the coaching staff on the sidelines probably heard them from here, because they were very boisterous about it up here in the booth. They had 12 men on the field, so a good job to recognize that and get the timeout. So they'll burn one as well. 4th down and 3 as we keep it here on the broadcast. It's still 7-0 Blissfield, 6:47 to go in this one, and they actually had Braden Barrow back looking like he was going to punt it away for Columbia Central. Back to receive, Landon Duvall, the junior, and I believe that's Ty Cantrell back there as well. It is indeed Ty Cantrell.
Yeah, they are back deep.
Oh, bad snap up and over the head, and he's just going to have to take off with it, and he's going to run for his life trying to get something. He's down to the sideline, going to be short of even the line of scrimmage as Cody Richardson trying to punt that one away. The bad snap does not work out too well for the Golden Eagles, and they'll turn it over on downs. It'll be 1st and 10 for Blissfield from the Columbia 20... Let's see where they spot this. The 28-yard line.
Boy, did he make a great effort, though.
Trying to get back.
Oh, great effort. He's only, what, 2 yards shy, 3 yards shy of that first down marker?
He was a couple shy of that one, yeah. He was close, but...
Ran for his life, but it's still almost at it.
Schnorr takes the snap. He's going to fake to Collier. Going to be under pressure from the blitz. He's going to go and be brought down on the far side on the sack. And we do have some laundry on the field, though.
Brought down by the only one on the Columbia Central roster that can stand toe-to-toe with Schnorr. It was number 20, 6'4", 180-pound senior Cameron Adams.
So it looks like they're going to wave the flag off.
Adams with the sack on the play.
Second down and 11 following the sack. Schnorr takes the snap. It's a give to Collier up the middle. He is met with a big-time stop, and it is no gain officially, so make it third down and 11.
Guess who? Ty Farmer with the stop.
I was going to say, it's probably Ty.
It's definitely Ty Farmer. He has a way of just sneaking right past that offensive line. He does a phenomenal job. Any colleges out there listening to this, look into some of his tape because he is a great athlete.
That was a good, clean tackle, too. Nice and easy. 5:57 to go. Collier with the give. And he's going to go to the outside this time. Still on his feet. Stiff arm and plowing through everybody. Going to get down to around the 14-yard line. Going to be a first down for the Royals.
Man, that's unfortunate. They had him in a really good situation with a third and 12, and they kind of dropped that ball right there. But yeah, hopefully Columbia Central can kind of regroup and say, all right, this isn't us. If they score again, we're only down two scores. It's still manageable.
5:42 to go here in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. Lumen is up 7-0 with 3:30 to go in the first, and Ottawa Lake is up 8-0 on Adrian Madison. And the give is up the middle here on first down to Landon Pitts. It is a positive gain up to about the 11-yard line. And we do have a flag in the backfield right at the line of scrimmage, which is usually... Yep, that's a clipping, actually.
That was a very quick sequence for a clipping call.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one on the field. I'm up here in this air-conditioned press box. Thank you, Dr. Pam Campbell.
That's right. So it's a 15-yard penalty. And that will make it first and
a mile.
A whole bunch. So the ball will be spotted at the 31. They need to get down to the 4 for a first down. Schnorr drops back looking to pass on the slant route. Got a man open, complete. Touchdown, Blissfield. Owen Smith, 31 yards, and it's 13-0 pending the PAT.
Eli Shield did as best as he could on that, but he got tripped up at about the 3-4 yard line.
Yeah.
There's nothing much more he could do.
That was an impressive slant route by Owen Smith. Good read by Schnorr. And it puts some more points on the board. Extra point is up, and extra point is good. So make it 14-0 with 5:18 to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 5:18 to go. A little trickery by the Golden Eagles. It doesn't work out too well. Gets them up to about the 21-yard line. And here in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter, Blissfield leading 14-0. Out of town scoreboard update here. Hazlett leads Lansing Eastern 7-0. Sand Creek is up 8-0 on Pittsford. And Michigan Center leads 14-0 over Bronson.
First and 10
for the Golden Eagles following a kind of a disheartening play there, Joe. They had pushed him back with the penalty, and then the very next play, Owen Smith, 31 yards on the slant route for the score.
I mean, you got to give all the effort there to the Royals offensive line, giving Schnorr as much time as he did
he
to make
that
slant. Oh, he had too easy of a time making that pass.
first down is an end around carry by number 25. That's Braden Barrow, the junior. And he will pick up a first down, make it first and 10. Ball is at the 31-yard line. 5:02 to go here in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. McDorman from the pistol. Takes the snap. It's a give up the middle. And he's going to be right near the line of scrimmage. That was Logan McClellan on the carry.
The Royals are doing a great job with this run defense.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't allowing more than, I think the longest run was eight, nine yards.
Yeah.
So doing a great job sniffing that out.
McDorman back into the pistol. Second down and 10. He's going to take the snap. It's a little bit of a low snap, looking to throw. It's a quick hitter, and it's complete for the first down. And a couple extra yards, Ryan Ladd, the junior wide receiver, gets the ball up to about the 45-yard line. Make it first and 10 for the Golden Eagles. They got something cooking.
I believe that was Luke Knopfzinger in there on the tackle. Just great job there wrapping him up. But at the same time, Ryan Ladd, just that real quick route where McDorman finds him with a couple of feet of space on both sides. That's going to be a success if he keeps running that.
So first and 10, 3:45 to go here in our first. Columbia trails Blissfield 14-0. Snap is away, and it's a triple option. It's going to go around to Barrow. He's going to have a nice little gain here. He'll pick up about 9. Actually, he'll pick up about 8. With the final spot. So we get second down and about 2.
This is where we saw Columbia Central really, really thrive in week one, is just the slow, methodical pacing, kind of going back and forth between the sweeps and the options.
Yeah.
A couple of short passes, but this is gonna work for them if they can stick to it and keep finding their groove.
Yeah, Coach Kubiak gonna have to open up the playbook here a little bit. 2:55 to go. McDorman takes the snap. It's a give up the middle. No QB keeper. He's got it. He's down the sidelines to the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Columbia Central. Golden Eagles, Luke McDorman. He's going to go 45 yards for the score.
Closest Royal to him was number 17, Owen Smith, who is a 6'3" senior. If he would have caught up with McDorman, McDorman would have been hurting a little bit because we've seen a little bit from Smith already. But McDorman, with that breakaway speed, put 6 on the board for Columbia.
So that'll be pending the PAT. Looks like they're going to line up and kick this one. So look like maybe they're going to get McDorman under center, but they'll kick the two or the extra point anyway. Cody Richardson lined up to kick. Snap is a good one. The ball is down. Kick is away. And it is good. So make it 14-7 Blissfield with 2:42 to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. 14-7 Blissfield leads. And that ball is going to roll out of bounds on the kickoff. So that'll be an illegal procedure penalty. While they get that sorted out, we'll head over to our out-of-town scoreboard. Grand Ledge leads Lansing Waverly 12-0. Lumen is up 14-0. Clinton and Hudson are tied at 6. Addison leads Hanover Horton 6-0. Dundee is up on Ida 7-0. And, of course, in our game, it's 14-7 Blissfield with 2:42 to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter.
I was going to continue to be so hurt and, like, just act out live on air because GOC didn't include me in the group chat, but then I just got a notification. I'm in that group chat.
In that group chat. The snap is away. It is an end around, and he's got a lot of running room. He's going to pick up about five on the play. That is Luke Knopfzinger. He's got one of the two scores for Blissfield.
I'm going to give you four guesses as to who made that tackle.
I only need one. It's probably Ty Farmer.
In fact, it was Ty Farmer. You win nothing.
I'm not eligible to win anything, but you can win $1,053. Go to k1053.com/footballfrenzy.
We can't. You can't.
That's right. Thanks to True Community Credit Union for that. Schnorr takes the snap. Flag on the play. Collier with the gain across the first down marker down at the 49. But the laundry in the backfield is a hold against the Royals. So they're going to walk this one back. It'll be second down and about 18.
And for the listeners at home, if you're wondering how far away it is, our wonderful scoreboard operator is an actual math teacher, and he's looking at the field trying to do math where the spot of the ball is and the first down marker is.
So second down and 18 for the Royals. As they begin their march to try to put another six on the board, Schnorr drops back to pass. He's got time. He's going to throw long. It's complete. And across the 50 and then some, down across the 45 to the 42-yard line is Ty Cantrell, the junior wide receiver. Make it first and 10 for the Royals.
Cuts back. Ends up putting Blake Kopaz on the turf with his little juke move there. But Ryan Ladd waiting right there in the balcony to clean that up.
1:42 to go in our first quarter. 14-7 Blissfield leads Columbia. Schnorr gets the signal from the coaching staff. Now he'll direct some traffic here. Man in motion. It's a pitch. And won't get much of a run here for Ty Cantrell. And he's going to pick up about three, make it second down and 7.
Nice little flock of golden eagles on that defensive end, right, on that defensive front, rather. Being able to just squeeze on in there and bring him down for a minimal gain. That run game, the Columbia Central's been shooting themselves in the foot, trying to protect it, but they're doing a great job on this drive.
Under a minute to go now here in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. 50 seconds. Schnorr gives to Collier up the middle. He's going to juke around a couple guys, break some tackles, first down, and then some. Still on his feet across the 20, and finally brought down at the 18-yard line. So it'll be another first down for Blissfield.
He is unstoppable.
He's tough to bring down, that's for sure. As the clock now starts to roll, we're down to 30 seconds in our first quarter. Schnorr from the shotgun. He's got Knopfzinger in the backfield with him. And it's going to be a give to Knopfzinger. He's going to go up the middle. He'll get maybe a yard. So make it second down and 9. And that should do it for our first quarter. And indeed it will. So, end of the first quarter. Blissfield leads 14-7. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Get a little confab here with the officials, making sure everybody's up to snuff. Everybody's lined up in the right positions here.
We did see two possessions by each team in that first quarter. Blissfield scoring on both of them, and Columbia Central scoring on one of their, or the second of their two, with that fantastic run down the sideline, about 45-50 yard sideline jog by Luke McDorman. I see Dr. Pam Campbell right down there at the fence.
All right. They did just introduce all of the cheerleaders for the Golden Eagles to some significant fanfare.
Speaking of fanfare, Blissfield travels extremely well.
Yes, they did. They made the trek. That is for sure. And there's a give to Collier. He's going to sweep it to the outside. He's going to have some running room. He's got a good lane across the first down marker and then some. Going to get across the 10 to about the 5. So it'll be first and goal for the Royals. And the, this possession, Joe, they're doing it on the ground.
First and goal. They went primarily on the ground in the first drive where they scored. Then it was a little bit of half and half on that second drive, capping it off with that nice 20-something yard or 14-yard. 14-yard?
The first score was a 14-yard catch by Luke Knofsinger and then 31 yards for Owens.
31-yard touchdown pass. Switching things up.
Schnorr goes to Collier. He's going to be brought down fairly quick. Gain of about 1, make it second and goal from the 4.
Last guy off the pile. 64, Bryce Stroman.
The Columbia Central defense is kind of bending right now, but if they can keep that running game in check, i.e. Chase Collier, then they'll be looking pretty good. But he's running hard right now.
11:05 to go here before our half. Stay tuned at halftime for the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show. Snap is away. It's a little bit of a low snap. Schnorr looking to throw. Now he's going to scramble out of the pocket. Still got nobody. Now he's going to have to get it out of there. There he goes. He throws out of the sack, and it's intercepted.
And push out of bounds at about the 1.5-yard line.
Oh, he
should have had the touchback.
He knew it the second he stepped out of bounds. Braden Barrow with the pick. And, Joe, it was really kind of a which one of us wants to take it. There were 4 or 5 Eagles around the ball and not a single Blissfield Royal.
That was a very extremely controversial internal call that he just made.
And he knew it, too. As soon as the play was dead, he knew it. So it'll be first down and 10 from their own 1-yard line. McDorman from the pistol takes the snap. There's the handoff. He's going to get met in the end zone, and he is going to be brought down, and that is a safety.
We don't ever get to make those calls.
I don't.
Those safeties.
That's weird. I don't think I've ever called one, to be honest with you.
There's a first time for everything.
I've done color for a safety, but I've never done one on play-by-play, so look at me go.
16.
Attaboy.
Thanks. So it'll be 16-7, and Columbia will be kicking it away.
Last week's Northwest versus Western game, both student sections, which give us a crosstown rivalry thing, but Northwest still traveled extremely well to Panther Country. A lot of red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Now tonight, they've got the construction orange barrels and yellow vests. And
honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they took them on their way up here.
I don't think there's a whole lot of construction between here and Blissfield. Last time I was down that way, there wasn't. It was kind of nice, actually.
Meanwhile, every other street's closed around me.
I'm okay with that. I will take the brand new roads. So, Columbia will punt it away here from the 20-yard line. The punt is into the hands of Ty Collier. He will get across the 40, now across the 50, the 45. He's going to cut it back across the 40. Going to be brought down at the 35-yard line, finally. So that is where the Royals will take over. Short field for them. First and 10 from the Columbia 35-yard line.
A flock of Eagles led by none other than Ty Farmer.
10:29 to go in our half. 16-7 Blissfield now leads following the safety.
I don't think I've ever seen a safety in high school football.
10:29 to go. Schnorr takes the snap. It's a give to Collier. He's going to have the outside. Going to cut it back nicely. Still trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. Now he finally will. It's a Bo Jackson run. He had to go about 30 yards to gain 5. And it'll be second down and about 5 or so. Ball is at the 31-yard line. Now hitting the 10-minute mark here in our half. Schnorr from the shotgun. He's got Knopfzinger with him, and oh, that is not Knopfzinger. That is Landon Pitts. Flag on the play. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it.
I can't even lie. That was a great throw by the referee.
Yeah. It is a hold, so they'll walk it back.
Is the call. Once again, that's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
Given they are up two scores, but these penalties are just shooting themselves in the foot.
If you recall, after the last penalty that they incurred on the clipping call, they scored. Immediately following that, they went on a skinny post slant route and picked up a 31-yard score with Owen Smith. We'll see what Noah Schnorr has in store here for the Royals. Second down and about 14. He's going to scramble out of a blitz. He's going to get across the line, the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be probably third and about four. He's finally brought down right at the 30.
I'm trying to put my finger on what professional quarterback Schnorr runs like. I don't want to say Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson is a run-heavy quarterback. But Schnorr is very elusive and has very quick feet.
He can run if he needs to and can move around a little bit.
So like a Brett Favre?
No. No. Not even close.
Definitely not Tom Brady.
I would go more Jared Goff-ish, can get out of the way if he needs to.
Okay, I'd agree with that.
So third down and about five from the 30. Schnorr looks to throw. He's going to have a man open. Incomplete.
Great.
Intended for Owen Smith.
Great deflection by Luke McDormand, who had to lay out for that one, or else that would have been sixth. Great concentration there by number three, McDormand. Excellent, excellent play. Now that's going to put a little bit of a wet blanket on those plans of scoring for Blissfield, but let's see what they do on this fourth down and five.
8:39 to go in our half. It's fourth down and about five. Ball at the 30. They need to get to the 25 for the first down. Schnorr comes out, and they're going to go for it here. Shotgun formation. And he will drop back to throw. Good protection. He's got a man open on the fade route. Incomplete. A great job to break that one up for Cody Richardson.
Back-to-back great concentration plays by the defensive backs for those Eagles. Cody Richardson read that ball the whole way.
Pass was intended for Ty Cantrell. That'll turn it over on downs. 8:33 to go in our half. It's still 16-7. Blissfield leads Columbia, but they can try to chip away at this 12-point deficit as they take over first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Luke McDormand leads his offense out. He'll go into the pistol formation. Got Braden Ellison behind him, and it's an end around, and he's got some blockers. He's going to get about five on the play. That's Braden Barrow. Let's make it second and about five. Out of town scoreboard for us here. DeWitt leads East Lansing 14-0. Ionia and Portland tied at 7. Cass Tech 6. MLK nothing. Hudson leads Clinton 12-6. Addison's up 19-0 on Hanover. 18-0 on Hanover. And Lumen is in front of Northwest 21-0 with 6:07 to go in the first half. We've got 7:55 to go in our half. Blissfield leads Columbia Central 16-7. It's second down and five for the Golden Eagles. McDormand takes the snap. He's going to drop back to throw. He fires on the out route, incomplete, intended for Brendan Bernstein.
That is so scary. Noah Schnorr is also a defensive back. Oh my goodness, I didn't even see him until he was walking away from the Columbia Central sideline.
And Schnorr, as we mentioned, ran a 4.95 40 at the Hillsdale College camp in June, late June at that. So it's third down and 5 for Columbia, 7:41 to go. McDormand back into the pistol. Takes the snap, and it's going to be another end around to Barrow, and he's going to be close, and it will get across the first down marker. So it'll be first and 10 from the 42-yard line.
Those end arounds are dangerous game to play on a crucial third and five like that, but
they've seen some success when they've run it, though.
And he was going right up the gut for that one. I'm shocked he got it, but he also carried two defensive linemen getting that first down.
So first and 10, and the give is up the middle on the tailback dive play.
76.
And that is Logan McClellan on the carry.
With the stop.
That'll take us down to the 7-minute mark.
Do you think that we would be successful cheerleaders?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not nearly athletic enough.
If you're not, then I'm definitely not.
It takes a lot of work. It's very, very difficult to do.
A lot of moving, a lot of standing up. I don't like that.
Yeah, and a lot of balance. McDormand directing traffic, making sure everybody's in the right spot, and that's going to get a timeout from Coach Kubiak. He didn't like what he saw there, trying to get that offense coordinated. It's 6:39 to go. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll come back with the next second and six play on K105.3 Football Friends.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy from Columbia Central. It's the K105.3 Football Frenzy Game of the Week. Blissfield leads Columbia 16-7. I want to say thank you to True Community Credit Union for bringing Football Frenzy to you. You can enter to win $1,053 at K105.3.com/footballfrenzy. Second down and 6. Luke McDormand takes the snap, and it's another end around, and that is Ryan Ladd up the middle. He's got the first down. He's then some across the 30, across the 50, and now close to the 30. He will be brought down at the 33-yard line.
Ryan Ladd was just trying to finish up his hit stick on Ty Cantrell, but Cantrell just got a little bit more than Ryan Ladd anticipated, able to bring him down, or else that would have been 6. Great run by Ladd.
6:20 to go in our half. Columbia Central trying to chip into a 16-7 deficit. There's the snap. The give is up the middle. He's going to go nowhere. That is Logan McClellan. He'll actually lose a yard on the play. So second down and 11. Continues to wind down, now down to 5:45 for the Golden Eagles. McDormand from his familiar pistol. He will drop back to throw. He's going to look over the middle to Ladd, and that is complete to Ryan Ladd. A great catch over the middle. It's going to be another first down for the Eagles. Ball is at the 18-yard line.
They're closing that gap. That McDormand-Ladd connection is really starting to appear itself, make itself known here in the second quarter.
McDormand surveys the defense. Takes the snap, and it's an end around to Ladd. He's got positive yardage. Not a ton, though. He's going to gain about 2. Make it second down and 8. For 50 now in our half. Stay tuned for the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show. We'll get you this week in the MHSAA. and all kinds of good stuff as we recap our first half. We've been treated to a pretty good one so far. As the clock now falls under 4.5 minutes to go in our half. McDormand now in the full shotgun. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to throw. He's going to have to scramble out. And still going, still on his feet. Now he's just going to scramble for it, and he's going to be brought down at the 15-yard line. So make it third down and about 7.
Head coach. Actually, I don't have the name of the head coach for Blissfield, but
I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
I'm sure he's a great guy. Yeah, really, really good guy. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Ron Estes.
There you go.
Coach Ron Estes wanted a flag on that, but I got to agree with the flag staying in the pocket. That was a clean block.
3:35 to go. McDormand from the shotgun takes the snap, and he's going to be under pressure, drops back to throw, and he just fires out of the sack complete and across, well, right at the 10, I guess we'll call it, and it'll be fourth down and about 3 from the 10-yard line, Joe.
Things are really starting to cook, Jason, and it smells pretty good. I can't lie. I mean, nothing's physically cooking. I'm sure there's something cooking in the concession stand area, but something's cooking on the field, and I like it. The PA guy is smirking at me and laughing at me all he wants, and I respect it because I'll be laughing at me too for talking this much. But yeah, great drive here for Columbia Central.
2:50 to go. McDormand on fourth down and 3 from the shotgun takes the snap. It's the end around, and it's Barrow, and that's going to be a horse collar tackle. And so that'll get them the first down and make it first and goal, most likely.
That was the one penalty that you should not have committed on that play. You had him.
Oh, they're going to get him a face mask. So they'll get away with the horse collar and the face mask.
Still both 15-yard penalties and going to be
half first distance.
Yep, first and goal.
So it'll be first and goal from the 6-yard line. They had him dead to rights, and if they had made a clean tackle, that's a turnover on downs. But new life for the Golden Eagles. It's first down and goal from the 6, 2:39 to go.
I think it's either going to be, I think it's probably going to be McDormand taking it to the far side.
McDormand from the pistol. He's got McClellan to his left. Snap is away. It is a give on the left side. He's going to be chased down under pressure. Touchdown, Golden Eagles. Joe, you called it. McDormand on the QB boot to the left makes it 16-13, 2.5 to go pending the PAT.
I'm just going to soak in that moment of you without saying the two words, you're right, saying you're right. Because I'm almost never right in situations like this. And McDormand did exactly what I thought he was going to do. It's like the offensive coordinator in the other room just heard what I said. But just great, great job by McDormand getting to the outside edge, just getting right inside the pylon.
McDormand's second rushing touchdown of the game. His first was 45 yards. Now we will see what happens with the PAT while we do that out-of-town scoreboard. Michigan Center leads in their game against Bronson 34-0. Extra point kick is up and got the distance. Does it have the accuracy? Yes, it does. So make it 16-14, 2:29 to go. We'll take 60 seconds, come back with the Royals on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, K105.3 Football Frenzy Game of the Week. Columbia with the touchdown makes it 16-14 Blissfield. And that ball is going to roll all the way down to the 9-yard line on the kick. And he's going to double back, try to get something going. Still on his feet, and he's going to get across the 20. Still breaking tackles across the 25, almost to the 30. He'll be brought down at the 28. A great return. He made something out of nothing there is Ty Cantrell.
What kind of Madden 04 Michael Vick was that?
He ducked under some tackles. He was spinning.
No, literally.
Trucking, juking. I mean, he was everywhere on that. That was like a cheat code return right there.
Literally ducked.
Yeah, literally just ducked underneath the tackle and took off running. And very impressive return there. He was dead to rights at about the 10. Gets it up to the 28-yard line. First and 10, 2:16 to go. Bad snap. Schnorr's going to take it himself, and he's not going to get much. Maybe a yard or two on the broken play. So I get second down and 7 with the official spot. 2 minutes to go in our half. Michigan Center scores again after the halftime break. Make it 41-0 in the third over Bronson. Minute 47 to go.
I'm kind of excited to be on the call for the Cardinals game here in 3 weeks.
That's going to be a fun one. Little bubble screen is complete to Cantrell. He's going to get some positive yardage out of it. It'll be third down and short, probably about 3, depending on where they spot this one. That'll make it third and 2. We've also got a Cass Tech leading MLK 13-7, and the Tigers in Tampa are tied at 0 in the third. Third and 3 for the Blissfield Royals, and that's going to be absolute chaos. I think somebody may have jumped. They were trying to get that playoff relatively quick.
It's like they're taking 5 yards back.
They're going to walk it back. False start on the offense. False start is a procedure penalty.
It's still a pretty manageable 3rd and 8 spotting. It's right at that 8 yards to go mark instead of being a little behind it. So it's manageable, but they gotta tighten things up or else Columbia Central's gonna get the ball back a little over a minute to go.
3rd down and 8. Hit as he throws, and it's incomplete.
Pass incomplete.
Schnorr was looking to his right, got blindsided from behind, and as opposed to blindsided from the front. And it'll be 4th down and 8, and it looks like they're gonna send out the punt team.
And we did get to see the punt team, the special teams punt team. I don't know why I'm trying to be more intricate with it. But the punt team in practice before the game started, and this punter can go deep. He's putting out 45, 50-yard punts, so let's see if he can do it here.
1:01 to go. Columbia burns a timeout here. 16-14 is our score. We'll take a quick 30-second break, come back with the 4th down and 8 play on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, the punt is away, and it's a pretty good one. It looked like he may fake it and take off running, but then he thinks better of it, punts it away, and the official spot will be at the 25-yard line. That's where the Eagles will take over.
Some big Tiger news. Miguel Cabrera is the first Tiger player since 1961, so 60 years, to hit safely in 8 straight plate appearances. It's like 3,000's coming a little closer than we thought.
Yeah, he's not too far away. Got home run number 500 a couple of weeks ago. Now he's his next box to check off on a surely first ballot Hall of Fame career is hit number 3,000. So we'll stay tuned as he embarks on that journey. 51 seconds to go here in our half. Luke McDormand takes the first down snap, and it is a handoff up the middle to McClellan. He's going to get not much of anything back to the line of scrimmage, make it 2nd down and 10. 38 seconds to go. They'll probably have to get at least one more playoff.
If I'm Columbia Central, I'm pushing the field.
16-14. Blissfield still leads this one. 15 seconds to go now. McDormand takes the snap, and he's going to keep it himself. Going to roll out to the corner on the right, and then just head out of bounds to escape the tackle. 6 seconds to go as he stops the clock.
You just try to Hail Mary this, or do you just
you've run it out. Just third down and 10, 6 seconds to go. You're down by two. You get the ball back at the half. So just run the clock out and live to fight another day. Don't turn the ball over. 6 seconds to go. McDormand from the pistol takes the snap. It's a give to McClellan, and he's going to be brought down. That'll make it fourth down and about 10 or so, but the clock hits zeros. Halftime here at Columbia Central. Blissfield leads 16-14. We're going to take a four-minute break, then we're going to get you this week in the MHSAA, and we'll be back with our Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show on K105.3 Football.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
It's the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, and a big thank you to True Community Credit Union as we move our way through the football season. You can go to K105.3.com/footballfrenzy for your chance to win $1,053. I want to say a big thank you to Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Dr. Steve Davenport, bringing you the halftime show. Stay tuned after the game. We will get you our Tri-County Water Player of the Game and our One North Kitchen and Bar post-game. And also, we've been treated to a good one, Joe. We've seen four scores. Our touchdown sponsor, of course, Aspen Heating, and they've been fantastic. Owen Smith, 31-yard touchdown catch for Blissfield. Luke Knopfzinger, 14-yard catch for Blissfield. On the flip side of that, Columbia Central, Luke McDormand has two touchdown runs of 45 and 6. And then the safety that Blissfield picked up on a big first and 10 from Columbia's own 1 yard line has been the difference so far in this one. And we'll get you our out of town scoreboard. Joe, I think we last left off with Tigers and Tampa in the third. What have we picked up since then?
Hudson is leading Clinton 20-6. Williamston, last check up, they're up on Mason 13. I'm sorry, it's tied 13-13. MLK found their way up on Cass Tech. That is 14-13. Over at Northwest, over there on, it's not Deering Road.
Van Horn Road.
Van Horn Road. You're smart. 41-0, Lumen Christi. And then Cass Tech just regained the lead, 19-14.
Also, Michigan Center is up big on Bronson. At last check, it was 41-0. So they'll come out of the half with a running clock. And so we'll see what happens with that one. We've got just about a minute to go before we resume our game here in the third quarter with Blissfield leading 16-14. Very excited for K105.3 Football Frenzy. Next week, we head to the scenic shores of Grass Lake for Hanover Horton at Grass Lake. Should be a very good Cascades game. Then we get to see some eight-man action. Concord is going to make the trek down to McDivitt Road and take on Vandercook Lake. And then we get homecoming at my alma mater, Michigan Center, for Manchester at Michigan Center. So stay tuned for those games in the next handful of weeks. We've still got another half here in this game this week. And I want to say a big thank you to Dr. Pam Campbell and all of her staff out here at Columbia Central. They've been very gracious hosts. And we love Friday Night Lights here at Columbia Central. Really, anywhere we go, we're always treated very, very well, and it's very exciting stuff. So,
I mean, this is, let's be honest, this is the best PA guy and best scoreboard operator in Brooklyn. I mean, let's be honest. They're very, very good at what they do.
Yeah, in the Hewitt Road vicinity, yeah, basically, Road, is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So 12 minutes on the clock. Blissfield will be kicking to Columbia, and I'm not really sure what's happened. I don't think anybody knows which side of the field they're supposed to be on. The refs don't know. The players don't know. Nobody's really sure what's going on at the moment. So,
to be fair, I don't remember either.
I don't remember. I wasn't taking notes. Okay, so Columbia will be moving left to right on your radio dial now that they've got that sorted out.
Bernstein.
Mercifully. It'll be Braden Barrow and Brandon Bernstein back, along with Luke McDorman back to receive. Getting set to kick is a senior, bigger than their quarterback. He's 6'5", 185. Alexander Brevoort will kick it away for the Royals. 12 minutes are on the clock, and here we go. 16-14, Blissfield leads. And our second half is underway. It is a big, booming kick, and that's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. Very rarely do you see touchbacks at this level, Joe, and he just obliterated that thing.
I got to be honest. My secret pleasure is watching touchbacks in high school football. It's because you don't see it.
It happens like once a season.
Not in the games I call.
So it is a touchback. Columbia Central will take over on their own 20-yard line, first and 10. And they have an opportunity to take the lead for the first time in this game. Luke McDorman out of the pistol. He's got McClellan behind him. Two receivers, one each to his left and right. And some wingbacks lining up in the backfield as well. It is a give up the middle to McClellan. He's going to drag some defender. He's going to have a nice little gain, and there's a flag on the play after the whistle. So the ball officially is down at the 27-yard line. The flag is at the 30.
There's a penalty flag thrown at the end of the play.
Let's see what the call is.
Oh, I was going to say a couple updates. Miguel Cabrera now has 9 straight hits. DeWitt is up 42-7 on East Lansing. And Lumen Christie puts up another score on Northwest, making it 47-0 with 7:34 left in the third quarter.
Did I see that correctly, that Shohei Ohtani hit his 44th?
He said Ohtani.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's Shohei Ohtani.
That's Greg talk for Ohtani.
Yeah. And there's another penalty flag thrown in the huddle for Columbia. And there's an unsportsmanlike penalty against Columbia.
Player injection.
And so the Royals have a player ejected from the game. And now Columbia will have an unsportsmanlike penalty. So the two teams are about 15 yards away from each other, yet somehow we managed to get an unsportsmanlike call there following an ejection from the opposite team. So it'll be second down, and we'll see where they spot it officially. They're going to walk it back.
Okay, so it's not offsetting penalties.
No. So they'll walk that one off 15 yards, and now they'll walk back to the targeting call. I don't recall them ever doing this in a season. So they'll walk it back, and it'll be second down. At the booth up here, we all have no idea what just happened. They walked off the 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty, then walked off the ejection penalty, and now it's an automatic first down. So it's first and 10 from the 28-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. I am having such a good time right now.
The look of confusion on all of our faces as to what just happened.
Our PA guy literally had to stop mid-sentence because he could not believe it.
He didn't know what was happening, which kind of makes for all of us. So the give is to McClellan up the middle, and he's going to be brought down after a short gain. It'll be about a gain of 4.
Number 61.
I think it's second down at about 6.
That's Nick.
You know, Joe, I've never seen them walk off a penalty and then walk the other one back when they were offsetting.
I am genuinely confused and concerned.
hey, whatever helps them keep track of the game, I suppose. You got to stay organized somehow, right?
It's like retracing every single step that you had when you lost a sock.
Whatever it takes. 11:18 now on the clock. Second down and 6. McDormand will roll to his right. He's got a man open. It's complete. That's Ladd. He's short of the first down, but he is across the 35 to the 37. Oh, that is a first down.
They give him first down. Very, very generous.
That was a nice spot. Little spot.
Because he was about a half yard short, but they gave him the extra half yard. You know, it's like asking your math teacher to round up your D plus to an A minus. It just...
Yeah, well, you know, whatever it takes, I suppose. First and 10, 10:40 to go. McDormand, continuing the drive for the Golden Eagles, takes the snap, and he will give it to Barrow on the end around, and he's got the corner. He's got a little bit extra and finally shoved out of bounds. And it'll be a gain of about 3 where he's finally pushed out. It'll be second down and 7.
You know, I was going to say that he was shoved out of bounds, but it more looked like that he shoved Landon Duvall out of bounds because he just trucked Duvall.
Approaching the 10-minute mark here in our third quarter. Columbia still trailing 16-14. Second down and 7. McDormand takes the snap. It's a give up the middle to McClellan. He doesn't have balls loose.
Balls loose. Oh.
Recovered by Columbia, but it is a loss of about a yard.
I have no idea how that ball got coughed up, but that was one bounce. And that was great concentration by, I couldn't see who picked that ball.
McDormand.
McDormand picked it.
Fell
up
on it. So it's third down and 7. They will officially spot it. Well, it looks like they're a little bit behind that. So make it, looks like 3rd and 8 from my perspective. 9:20 to go.
I can go for a quick slant pass to Ryan Ladd right now.
McDormand from the pistol takes the snap. It's a... end around fumble.
Picked it up.
It's Blitzfield.
Oh, dragged down. McDormand pulls him down at about the 35-yard line. Great concentration there by Chase Collier. Shocker.
It, right?
He ran like Chase Collier, and I'm like, he runs like Chase Collier because he is Chase Collier.
Yeah, and it took everything McDormand had to bring him down. So the turnover, it was just a little bit of a miscommunication on the triple option play. McDormand pulled it back from McClellan, went to turn to hand the ball off to Barrow, and they just missed the exchange, and the ball came loose. And a nice, easy-peasy little fumble recovery, and now Schnorr will give the ball to Collier, and he's going to go up the middle, and he will be pretty close to the 20-yard line, make it second down and about 5 or so. Oh, 2nd and 8 is the official spot. 8:40 to go. Blissfield looking to pad that lead. They've been up by as many as 16 in this one. Or 12 in this one, rather. Excuse me. Schnorr will keep it himself on the option. He's got the first down. Not much more. He's going to be down at the 11.
I'll give you one guess who dragged him down.
Ty Farmer.
Of course he did.
Ty Farmer with the stop.
Great stop there by Farmer. He is just all over the field, man.
Farmer, one of the highlights of this Columbia defense in the linebacker position. 1st and 10. They need to get to the 1 for another first down. 8:20 to go here in our third quarter. No scores yet in this half. Schnorr will have Collier to his left. 2 receivers. Takes the snap. It's a give to Collier. He's going to go right off tackle. And he'll get minimal yardage up to about the 7. See what the official spot is. Looks like it's going to be the 8. So it'll be 2nd and 7.
The Golden Eagles defense is really, really needing to step it up an extra half notch. They're already playing pretty well, but they got to step it up that extra half notch to either force another turnover, whether it be interception again or putting the ball on the turf or forcing a 4th down situation and get a turnover on downs. They got to get a turnover.
Schnorr fakes the handoff. He's going to be under pressure. Going to throw to the corner, incomplete. nearly picked off by McDormand. And that was kind of a risky pass there by Schnorr. So it'll bring up third down and seven. And, Joe, this red zone defense for the Golden Eagles has been pretty stellar.
I mean, besides that 14-yard run, but that was for the first touchdown of the game. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I agree with you. They've been very consistent inside that 10-15-yard line, getting that, you know, third down and long, fourth down and, you know, short situation. So hopefully they can hold up here.
Third and seven. Blissfield needs to get to the one. Schnorr looking to throw. He's into the end zone. Incomplete. Just out of the outstretched arm of Owen Smith. Make it fourth down and seven.
I'm trying to see what good Samaritan wants to go get the ball, because he was the one that was on the defense.
Luke McDormand.
Is that McDormand?
Yes, it is. So 7:18 to go here, fourth and seven. Be a very interesting call here. We'll see what they decide to do, and there is a penalty. And we'll see what they say. Not sure what.
Blissfield's walking back like they know it's on them.
Oh, ineligible receiver, and that is going to be declined, so it will be fourth down now. Fourth and seven.
And mind you, Blissfield does have a kicker that could make this.
Oh, easily. He could make it without batting an eye.
This would be about a 20. I'm trying to do math here.
From the 8?
Yeah.
That would be a 23-yarder.
I was thinking 23 yards.
But it doesn't look like the kicker's going to get out there. They may be trying to just throw him off here. Okay. Fourth and 7. And he's going to drop back. Schnorr has time. Now he's going to fire into the end zone. Incomplete. And that will turn the ball over on downs. Good defensive stand in the red zone for the Golden Eagles. It'll be first and 10 from their own 8 as they take over on offense.
Good call, Joe. Good call. Pat myself on the back there. I'm just so good. Not really. That was just excellent defense by the Golden Eagles. I don't know why you'd want to go for it on a 4th and 7 when you're, I mean, give her up 2, but, you know, being put up 5 after a made field goal eliminates the, you know, eliminates the factor of a field goal possibly tying or winning it, because you'd still have that 2-point lead. But Columbia Central holds strong.
First and 10, 7:13 to go. McDormand goes on the keeper. He's into the end zone. He's got nowhere to go. He's going to be brought down. Oh, no, he's going to stay on his feet, and he's going to get out to the 10-yard line. So a gain of about 2. He had to run about 20 to get it, though. I thought they had him almost at the goal line.
It looked like it was going to be another safety, but McDormand did the things that only McDormand can do, and he's got happy feet. He found his way and dragged a couple defenders a couple more yards.
Now down to 6:40 to go here in our third quarter. Second down and 8 for the Golden Eagles. McDormand takes the snap, and it looks like it's an option, and he's going to keep it himself, and he's going to be brought down for little to no gain. Keeps the ball.
Julius Brown in there, big sophomore, 6'2", 245-pounder, and they're dragging down McDormand on that option play.
Third down and 9 after the loss of 1. We're under 6 minutes in the third now. 5:50 to play.
This third down is crucial.
This is a big third down. Third down and 8 from their own, third and 9 from their own 9. They need to get to the 18. Snap is a bit high. McDormand on the out route, knocked away, nearly picked off. They are going to say he caught that. What an incredible interception by Owen Smith.
Play by the Royals.
Owen Smith with an incredible INT, Joe. Yeah,
makes the interception.
I cannot believe he got that. That was amazing. He played the little tip drill in one.
By himself.
Yeah, he played himself in the tip drill in one. Great concentration, keeping your eyes deadlocked on that ball, knowing exactly where your hands were to come down with that pick.
First and 10 from the 15 now for the Royals. It's a give to Collier. He's going to try and get the corner. He'll have it. Not much more than that, though.
Collier with the carry.
Somehow managed to drag some people with him for a gain of about 5. So it'll be second down and 5. They need to get to the 5 for the first down.
Couple out-of-town scoreboard updates. 57-0 Lumen Christi with 1:59 left in the third.
Oof.
Centerville's up 68-0 on Hartford, and MLK takes the lead again, 20-19 on Cass Tech.
It's a good one over on the 94 Beltway there. And it's an end around, and they're going to sniff it out quite nicely for a big loss on the carry.
Uh-oh, it's sportsmanlike conduct. Knopfzinger.
Getting
him for unsportsmanlike conduct. That was a little bit of a...
Too much celebrating there.
A weaker penalty, in my opinion, but still very, very understandable.
So, unsportsmanlike, a little bit excessive celebration. So, that's going to be an automatic first down for Blissfield.
Should be a first down on the penalty. It should also be...
So, it would be first and goal.
I get it. You're excited. You know,
made a big play.
Made a huge play. That was absolutely huge, and that would have been very, very helpful. I still think that was a little bit on the weaker side to pull out the flag, but I get why they did it. Kind of keep the kids in check because, you know, there's already been a kid ejected and another, you know, a couple unsportsmanlike conducts thrown out. So they're just trying to keep these kids in line, and I get that. So overall, good call by the Zebras.
So it'll be third down, and I thought the unsportsmanlike was an automatic first down, but apparently not. So it'll be third down and about 4. They need to get to the 5-yard line. Snap is high. Schnorr going to have to scramble out. He's in trouble. He's going to get sacked for a loss of 5.
None other than Ty Farmer, and he caught himself because he had the same exact celebration that Barrow had, and ref saw it, was looking deadlocked on him, and Ty Farmer's like, nope, I'm not doing that.
Yay for me. Little fist bump, and he runs back to the huddle. So it'll be fourth down and 10 from the 9. Or excuse me, from the 16. They need to get to the 6 for the first down.
Feels like we've been here before.
And now they'll send out the kick team for the field goal attempt. This is Aaron Stoller. Snap is away, kick is up, and it's got the distance, and it is good.
Field goal, good.
So it's a 31-yard field goal for Aaron Stalker, the junior. And it'll be 19-14 with 4:11 to go. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll be back with Columbia Central on offense. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. Blissfield hits a 31-yard field goal to make it 19-14, 4:11 to go in our third quarter. Blissfield getting set to kick this one away. It is a long kick, and it's going to be illegal procedure. Very smart play there by Barrow to just let it fall.
What a heads up there. Excellent, excellent awareness by Barrow.
Yes. If he's standing out of bounds, even 1 foot out of bounds, one of his 2 feet out of bounds when he catches that ball, it's illegal procedure. And so very smart heads-up play by Barrow, which arguably that kind of makes up for when he had the interception and he stepped out of bounds, or he was pushed out of bounds at the 1-yard line. So, you know, a mental lapse there, gets his head back reset, ready to go, and there you see it right there. Good, smart, heady play. Puts Columbia first and 10 from the 35-yard line.
The junior just made up for that unsportsmanlike conduct call. Excellent, excellent job there.
McDormand from the pistol. Couple of wing backs with him and McClellan. And the give is up the middle to McClellan. He's got nothing.
McClellan will take carry.
Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Make it second down and 10.
What's this with the stop?
I guess you could call it a court of royals.
See, I was going to say a castle or a hand. I was going to say court, but I didn't want to be laughed at.
A round table of
a round
royals.
Table of royals. Ah, that's too many words.
I'm throwing King Arthur references out. 3:40 to go. Second down and 10 from the 35.
Jason's such a nerd. What do you read, books?
I do. McDormand throws on the out route. Incomplete.
Good pass breakup there.
He was looking for Brendan Bernstein. Incomplete.
Instead, it found the 5'10", 143-pound junior Owen Dennis's hands.
That was a good throw, though. I mean, he wasn't going to be able to catch that ball. It was one of those throws that Luke McDormand knows how to make where if your guy doesn't catch it, nobody's catching it.
Well, McDormand makes smart he knows where to put them. Doesn't always have the best, you know, planter foot to make, you know, the most out of his throw, but he knows where to put it, and he tried to put it on the outside, just unsuccessful that time.
Third and 10, option keeper McDormand looking to throw. It's knocked down by the very tall Nicholas Ostis. He's 6'4", 241, plays tight end, and that'll bring up a fourth and 10. That was basically like throwing that football up against a wall.
That was quite literally what it looked like. If you remember those little you wouldn't remember them. It was more my childhood. Those footballs that were half football, half bouncy side, where you just play catch with yourself off a wall.
Yep.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
That 6'4" frame of Nicholas Ostis. My goodness. What a play.
Cody Richardson out to punt it away on fourth and 10. 3:19 to go. Ty Cantrell back deep to return. And the punt is blocked! It's going to be picked up by McDormand. He's still on his feet. And he's finally going to run into a blocker and be taken down at the 25-yard line. And they got in there and got the block and then were celebrating and realized that the ball was still alive, so they had to get back into the game. And McDormand didn't really have anywhere to run. So it'll be first and 10.
Uh-oh.
And McDormand will head to the sideline. So he's going to sit this play out while the trainer takes a look at him. Meanwhile, Blissfield takes over. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. 3:10 to go in our third. Quick out. And it's complete, and he's got the sideline, got a lot of running room and some blockers. He's going to get across the 20 down to the 17-yard line. That is Ethan Steins, the sophomore, on the completion.
Number 2, Ryan Ladd put all 6 foot, 190-pound frame right into that tackle, wrapped him up, and got full force with those shoulders. Great tackle there by Ryan Ladd.
And we're going to run that play again because we had a little bit of an issue there. So penalty walks it back, makes it second down and 15 from the 32. I think it's second and 16, actually. They have to get to the 16 for the first down. 2:59 to go following the penalty. A long way to go for that first. Schnorr on the keeper. Just hangs on to it himself. Going to get a flag down on the play. Right in the area of the tackle.
One of three calls. Horse collar, holding, or face mask.
Personal foul.
Targeting
on the offense. So that one's coming back another handful of yards. That's a spot foul, too. So they'll lose three to get it to the spot, and now they'll lose another 15. So a helmet-to-helmet hit on the offense.
So we did see one ejection already because of a targeting call. See if they do it again.
I think it was incidental helmet-to-helmet, and that's the clarification they're getting. So it'll be first down and 31 from their own 47.
From the spot of the targeting, it will be a long first down for the Royals.
So first and forever, and they're now on the wrong side of the 50. So they're at the 47-yard line. They need to get to Columbia's 16, and that's a bad snap. And now they're going to look to throw, and now Schnorr is just going to bomb it away. And no intentional grounding on that one. He was out of the box, under pressure. There was a receiver within 5-ish yards of the throw. So it'll be second down and 31.
That low snap provided a solid second and a half longer for the defense of the Golden Eagles to just squeeze on in there and put that kind of pressure on Schnorr.
Yeah, it looked like a bubble screen that just wasn't going to work once that play fell apart, so he just bombed it into the sidelines. Schnorr, better snap this time, under pressure. He's going to throw. He's looking deep and almost into the hands of Owen Smith.
Wow.
Incomplete.
Great defensive effort there by Eli Scheel, who ran yard
step
for yard.
Step. Yeah.
Yeah, step for step with him. I mean, he, at the very end, he ended up having a little bit of a disadvantage on Owen Smith, but it wasn't out of the realm. It wasn't out of the range of a possible pass batting down. But overall, great effort there by Scheel.
2:41 to go, third down and 31. Blissfield needs to get to the 16-yard line. Schnorr takes the snap. He's got time. He's going to fire it deep. He's got Cantrell complete. And that is caught for a first down
for the Royals
at the 11-yard line. Ty Cantrell. What an impressive diving grab for the first down.
There was absolutely nothing Eli Scheel could do about that. That was just a great, great play made there by Ty Cantrell. And an even better throw by Schnorr. That ball was right on the money, right where exactly where it needed to be.
Yes, it was. 2:24 to go. Fresh set of downs. First and 10 from the 10. And Collier's going to bounce it outside. And he's got a hole. He's just going to steamroll everybody. And he's through for the touchdown. How did he get through that pack of Golden Eagles? It is a 10-yard touchdown run for the big tailback, Chase Collier.
You know, I don't know how he did that.
Yeah.
I genuinely have no idea how he just did that. That was a phenomenal play. Great, great lower the head and just run straight forward. Take anything that you have right behind you with you.
PAT is good. So that will make it 25-14 with 2:13 to go, and 26-14 rather, excuse me, and 2:13 to go. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. And Joe, what a wild 60-ish seconds. We went from 3rd and 31 from the wrong side of the 50 to 1st and 10 from the 10 after an incredible throw, and then the very next play they're into the end zone.
We're going to call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. Blissfield had great field position, and then they got bitten and bitten and bitten by those penalties, making it that unbelievable 3rd down 31 where Ty Cantrell just laid out for that perfect pass. Like, you could not ask for a better pass than that.
That was a textbook throw.
That was
absolutely
a literal textbook. That's a Super Bowl winning pass right there.
Yeah.
Just great, great pass. And then that, you know, that just led into the big run by Chase Collier.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah, and that throw was a good 35 yards in the air under duress. So the Royals will get set to kick this one away. They now lead it by 12, 26-14. And there's a little squib kick that is going to bounce down and out of bounds. So it'll be an illegal procedure play. Good, smart heads-up play there by the Golden Eagles, which will bring the ball out to the 35. That was Logan McClellan that watched it go.
You got to like just the concentration of knowing exactly we're guessing exactly where that kickoff is going to land.
Yeah, just reading the roll and watching the bounces. And
I'm kind of wondering why Stalker went for the squib kick and not going deep like he had been all night.
That was the other kicker that they have, Bravort.
Good catch. Good catch.
Thank you. So in at quarterback now is Cody Richardson. And he's going to get brought down for a big loss on the sack.
But we will see Luke McDorum put that helmet back on.
So McDorman will emerge from the sidelines, the trainers having tended to him. And he sat out of play. It's now second and 12 from the 33.
I got to imagine being a trainer, that has to be a really hard job telling a kid whether he can or can't play.
Yeah. Minute 36 to go in our third quarter. Man in motion. And it's a give to Barrow. He's going to have positive yardage.
Barrow with the carry for the Golden Eagles.
Looks like he's going to get past the original line of scrimmage up to the 36. 37 is the official spot.
Another very, very crucial third and eight.
Yeah.
Almost in the same exact spot as the last set. But now under a minute to go, let's see if they're playing the hurry up or if they're going to just take their time going into the fourth quarter.
So out-of-town update from Harshbarger. Bronson threw their hands up and got on the bus. It's 55-0 is the official final from Michigan Center. McDorman back to throw. Looking deep. Got a man over the middle. Incomplete. It was Ladd stretching out, trying to make the catch. And another good throw by McDorman, where if Ladd wasn't getting it, nobody was. And it'll be fourth down and eight.
I couldn't see exactly because my eyes are already not good as it is, plus the lights, the Friday night lights, the first Friday night football game we've had this season. So excited for that, but looks like they might have got away with a little bit of tugging, but overall just great defensive effort there by the Royals.
So they're getting back to punt is Cody Richardson. Ty Cantrell is back deep to receive. We'll see if maybe they punt it away from him. Also back there is Landon Duvall. It's a snap on the ground, end-over-end kick. Going to take a bounce at the 31. Cantrell's going to get a running start on it. He's got a head of steam. He's across the 40 now, across the 50. Bulls over a tackler, and he's brought down officially at the Columbia 45-yard line, and that is where Blissfield will take over.
Bulldoze number 9, Blake Kopasz. But Kopasz had just enough energy left in him as he was going down to the turf to bring him right down, because there was nothing, and I mean nothing, that was going to stop Cantrell.
27 seconds left to go in our third quarter. Blissfield up 26-14. Schnorr looking to throw, and it is complete to Owen Smith. Gain of about 5 or so.
Looks like that's actually going to take us to the fourth quarter.
It very well could. We're down to 10 seconds, and they are going to let the quarter expire. So that is it. That is the end of the third quarter with our score. Blissfield 26, Columbia 14. We head to the fourth after a one-minute break on K105.3 Football Frenzy. You know who opened...
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, 12 minutes on our clock. And Blissfield with the give up the middle to Collier. He's got the first down and then some. And he will be up to the 30. Looks like the 33-yard line is the official spot. First and 10.
Columbia Central trying to do everything they can to prevent But Blissfield has found their role.
11:45 on our clock. And snap is away. Schnorr's going to give it to Collier. He's got a lot of running room. Nobody touches him for at least 10 yards. Still on his feet, down to the 9-yard line. That'll be another first and goal for the Royals.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought there was another flag. Great stop there by Donovan Mangozzo.
11:25 left to go. First and goal from the 9. Blissfield. Their largest lead of the game has been 12. That's what they're at right now, 26-14. Looking to extend that with another red zone play here. Schnorr from the shotgun has a man in motion. Low snap. And I think they're going to get a false start. Yes, they will. Legal procedure. On
Blissfield, Yard County from the line of possession. It will be first and goal.
Could have walked that one back.
14. Yep. So make it first and goal. Now from the 14-yard line. Now down to 11:02 on the clock. Another man in motion, low snap, and met and brought down is the tailback Luke Knopfsinger, brought down after no gain.
Another great textbook tackle there by Donovan Mangozzo. Back-to-back plays where he's right there, where exactly where he needs to be. Didn't see a lot of him in the first half, but he's really making his presence known here in the fourth quarter.
10:35 now in our fourth. Second down and goal from the 15. Empty backfield for Schnorr. Three receivers to his left. One to his right. And now here comes Collier as he gets in there quickly. Snap is away. Looking to throw, pump fakes. Now he's going to throw to the corner. Incomplete. Looking for Ty Cantrell.
Pass incomplete out of the back of the end zone.
Kind of looked like a Luke McDormand throw where if Ty Cantrell isn't catching it with his 6-foot, 160-pound frame, no one is.
Yeah. 10:08 to go as we see a third and 15.
Well, technically goal, but still 15.
Yeah.
And that's a long 15. That's not a generous 15.
It's actually probably closer to 16, but who's counting?
Not me, because I can't count.
Schnorr, third down and goal. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Collier in the backfield with him. He's got time. He's going to throw to the weak side and incomplete. Overthrew everybody. Intended for Owen Smith.
That should bring the field goal unit out. Think about it. You kick a field goal. You put it through the uprights. It's a 3-score game.
Yep. And Aaron Stalker already has a 31-yarder. This one will be a 30-yarder.
I guess potential 2-score game, but more than likely a 3-score game.
Owen Smith to hold. Snap is down. Kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is no good. So the kick is no good. That'll turn the ball over on downs with exactly 10 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Blissfield leads 26-14. Luke McDormand going to have to turn up the wick a little bit if he wants to tap into this 12-point deficit that Columbia faces.
Side note, I've counted about 12 mullets, and I love it. I love all of it. Mullets are back.
I've seen quite a few in the last couple of days. So McDormand rallies his troops, getting them ready to go on offense here. They've got a long field in front of them. They've got to go 85 yards if they want to put points on the board.
a comeback is doable, but they can't be playing methodical. They gotta play the hurry up.
McDormand from the pistol, wingback formation, Barrow on the carry. And he's going to have positive yardage, gain of about 8. Good little start to this drive. Keeps him on schedule. It's second down at about 2.
It's a great 8-yard run, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Went right up the gut, and he chewed a few defensive linemen for the efforts.
Now down to 9.5, 9:35 to be exact. Second down, and their official spot is 1 to go. McDormand takes the snap, and it is a carry up the middle. Looks like McClellan, I believe.
McClellan with a carry.
Indeed it is, and it is a first down.
First
and 10 for the Golden Eagles. Ball is spotted at the 34-yard line.
34-yard line of the Golden Eagles.
It's looking good field position-wise if they can keep rolling like this. They really got to catch Blissfield on the back of their heels, though.
Yeah. 9 minutes now to go in our game. Man in motion is Ladd. He's got the football. He's going to go to the left of the formation. He's not going to get much. He'll get a gain of about 2, make it second down and 8, pending the official spot.
Didn't run 20 to get the 2. He ran about 8 to get the 2. It was a hard fought 8 yards to get that hard fought 2 yards.
Yeah. .20 now to go. Second and 8. Snap is away, looking to throw. McDormand going to look deep and underthrown.
Whoa.
Just underthrown, intended for Cameron Adams.
Other than Ty Cantrell on the coverage there. Just a little underthrown. If he had just a little more oomph on that, it would have been right into the arms of the waiting receiver. But looks like he was under a little bit of pressure getting that ball off.
Yeah. 8:05, third down and 8 for the Golden Eagles. Still trailing in this one, 26-14 in our final stanza.
Is this 4-down territory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. McDormand takes the snap, and he's going to roll out to his right. He's looking to throw, still looking. He's going to take off and run with it. He's going to be close to the first down. It'll depend on where they spot it. Looks like one of the far officials has him short by about a yard.
And you could hear in the room to our left, the defensive coordinator for Blissfield yelling,
He didn't get it.
It's a pass. It's a pass. And that was right on the rollout. Like, he had no idea. That was a really good heads up there by the DC for Blissfield.
So now it's fourth down and 1.
More like 2, but would you say 1.5? Maybe?
They need to get to the 44-yard line. McDormand directing traffic. And we're going to get a timeout from the Columbia Central sideline. We'll take a timeout ourselves. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here from Hewitt Road. Columbia Central trailing 26-14 to the Royals of Blissfield. Crowd trying to get into it here. Fourth down and 1. The Eagles in 4-down territory. The ball is at the 43. They need to get to the 44. We'll see what Coach Kubiak has drawn up. Snap is away. It looks like a triple option. It's going to be Barrow. He's got the first down. He's got the sideline across the 50. And they're going to say he is out of bounds at the 49, short of the 50-yard line, but it is a first down nonetheless. So we'll reset the downs from the 49-yard line for Columbia.
Really, really good drawn-up play there by Coach Kubiak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barrow has found success on that jet sweep, end-around, wing sweep, whatever you want to call it. First and 10. Man in motion is Ladd. He's got the football. He's got the corner. He's got a couple of yards. And he is going to be up to the Blissfield 47-yard line.
Kind of looked like he was just lowering his head right into the arms of number 20, Landon Pitts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew he wasn't going to get more than, like, four or five, but...
It keeps the offense on schedule.
Absolutely.
That's what you're looking to do.
But the clock is still running, though.
Yes, it is. 7:17 now to go in our fourth quarter. Columbia trails by 12. Snap is a good one. It's a give to Barrow. This time, Blissfield's going to sniff it out, and he's going to lose yardage. It'll be third down at about 9.
It's not ideal, but... overall, I think they know exactly where they're at. I think they know what they need to do, and hopefully they can do it.
Third down and 9 from the 49-yard line. The tip of the ball is actually on the 50. 6:38 to go in the fourth. Shotgun formation for McDorman. Trips receivers to his left. He'll take the snap. It's a good one. He's going to roll to the left side, looking, throwing, and incomplete. And in between two receivers, couldn't quite get it where he needed it, so that'll make it 4th and 9. What do you draw up here on 4th and 9, Joe?
I'm going bubble screen. It seems like their short screens have been more successful than not,
mm-hmm,
in this game especially. McDorman as well as Ladd have that connection built up from the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying necessarily go to Ladd because they're probably going to be sniffing him out, but I think a short little slant or a button hook or something where they can pick up 5 off the catch and then hopefully roll over for another 3 or 4.
So Blissfield looks like they were caught on their heels. They thought they were going to punt. Now they're switching back up into a defensive formation. And now Cody Richardson is out. He is their punter. Snap is away. The punt is up. And Schnorr is just going to let it roll. It takes a friendly bounce to the 9-yard line where it will stop dead. That actually might be farther back than that. It might be around the 5.
Yeah, I think it's around the 5.
Richardson's punt rolls to the 40-yard line.
Great, great punt by Richardson. But is it too late?
You never know. 6:07 to go. A lot of football left in this one. 6:07 to go. 1st and 10 for the Royals of Blissfield. They'll have the ball at the 5. Stay tuned after the game. We'll get you the Tri-County Water Player of the Game as well as the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game. And we'll recap all of the scoring courtesy of Aspen Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning. Snap is away. It's a give to Collier up the middle. Still on his feet. Bowling people over. He's got the first down and then some across the 20, 30, 40. Still on his feet across the 50. Finally brought down at the 48-yard line.
Takes it into Bowling Eagle territory.
A huge gain for the Royals.
You have a penalty flag on the play.
It's a gain of 47.
As it stands, but
there's a penalty.
And another one.
And yet another one. So we're going to get a sideline infraction against Blissfield on top of the original penalty. So this one's coming way, way back.
Just as you could say, stick a fork in it, it's done.
Yeah, that would have been a dagger type play.
Absolutely. I mean, how do you even gauge that? Because you're on the 5-yard line.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It is a spot foul. So the spot of the infraction is at the 28-yard line.
Will be marked on from the spot of the foul.
So that's the holding call there.
Second penalty on the play has been waved off.
Yeah, and they will pick it. It looks like it might have just been a sideline infraction warning.
So even with the penalty,
but it is still a first down nonetheless, just not as much yardage as they thought. They will take over first and 10 from the 18-yard line, looks like.
Still picked up 13 yards off that, but still,
yeah,
13 compared to 50.
Yeah. Snap is away. Collier's got it. He's got the corner. Going to stiff arm a couple guys, and he'll be brought down at the, looks like about the 26, 27-yard line. Close to a first down. And, yep, they're going to move the chains.
Collier looks like the kind of guy that you, he's secretly your dark horse on your fantasy football team.
Right. He's one of those guys that doesn't look like he's going to carry the load from a tailback position, but that's exactly what he does.
What's the fullback from San Francisco? Kyle
Jusic.
Jusic.
Very quickly to the line is Blissfield. 5:30 to go. Schnorr takes the snap. It's a give up the middle. And he's just going to plow people over, and he's going to get about 5 on the carry. That is Luke Knopfsinger.
6, Knopfsinger with the carry.
Now down to 5:10 to go in our fourth.
I like to see Columbia Central get at least one more crack at it.
Yeah. Second down and about 4. Schnorr hands the ball to Knopfsinger again, and he'll get a couple here. Close to the first down. Yep, they're going to move the chains one more time. So another first down for the Royals as the clock goes under 5 minutes to 4:40.
I mean, we were treated to a very, very good game.
This has been a fantastic game from both teams. And stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by One North Kitchen and Bar and the Tri-County Water Player of the Game. Schnorr hands it off. And the first down run is for a couple for Knopfsinger.
25, Knopfsinger again.
So it'll be second down and 8. Tip of the ball is on the 40-yard line. 3:50 to go.
I think another first down will seal the deal for Blissfield.
Very well could. They have been in no hurry. There's the snap to give us to Collier. He's actually going to lose yards, still on his feet, and now they're going to say he's lost his forward momentum. So officially they'll give him a yard. He was looking like he was ready to break through all of that.
I've never seen a player at any level get stood up, still standing, and then looks at the ref like, why'd you blow the play dead?
Yeah, I was still moving.
Yeah, I'm still up.
So 3:06 to go now. 26-14 is our score. Blissfield leads with the football. Third down and 8. They need to get to the 48-yard line. Low snap. Schnorr's going to keep it himself. He's going to juke around. He's got positive yardage short of the first down. He's up to the 46. That'll bring up fourth down and about 3.
Does Coach Kubiak call a timeout here? Just let it run?
I think he lets it run.
It'll ring on fourth and on 2 for the Royals.
PA guy is right. That's a very, very long 2.
Yeah. Hustling off the field are the Golden Eagles. 2:15 to go. Punt team is out for Blissfield. Back deep is Bernstein to receive. And they're going to let the clock run down. And they're going to take a timeout. So a timeout from the Blissfield side of things. 2:01 to go. We are going to take a break ourselves. We'll be back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy here. Fourth down and three for the Blissfield Royals. They lead at 26-14. Punt team is out. Bernstein back to receive for the Golden Eagles. And he's going to punt it away after rolling out to the right. Bernstein's going to let it take a bounce, and it's going to take a Blissfield hop down to the 12-yard line. So you're down by 12. Ball is at the 12. Minute 50 to go. You got to get the move on here if you're Coach Kubiak and the Golden Eagles.
I would have called the timeouts on that last drive. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
Just allowing yourself more time on the clock instead of feeling rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids are feeling rushed already, down 12, which is still very, very manageable. Don't get me wrong. Being down 12, it's extremely manageable.
Yeah.
But if you had 4 minutes on the clock, 3.5 minutes on the clock.
Yeah, a couple of bounces go your way, and you're in good shape.
I mean, you got to rely on any yards that are given to you, whether penalties or, you know, generous spots. You got to look for it.
Play hard, play smart. And it's a give to Ladd. He's got the corner. Flag on the play, and it's in the area of holding, which is not what you want to see here, Joe.
Not at all. That's just continuing to shoot yourself in the foot in an already bad situation.
Yeah. So that's going to be a half-distance penalty. Actually, no, they've got 10 yards to be backed up. So
I think that'd be a half-distance penalty then.
No, they're at the 11. That's a 10-yard penalty, so their ball would be at the 1.
That is not ideal.
Minute 44 to go. They are going to go half distance, so maybe they were behind. I thought they were at the 11, so. All right. Ball is spotted at the 4-yard line.
Given the clock is not running as of yet.
Nope. Minute 44 on the clock. Snap is away. It's a good snap. And the ball is on the ground. And it looks like Columbia is going to hang on to it, but they are going to be up against the wall again. I think the ball is at the 2. So we get second down and forever. The clock is running. Minute 30 left on the clock.
I think Coach Kubiak just runs it a couple more times and just lets the clock run out. It was still a very, very, very good game, though. We saw a lot of improvement from especially from week one to now with Columbia Central.
Minute 10 now on the clock. Second down and about 15. Snap is away. And it's a give up the middle. And he's going to be met very quickly. Brought down for, looks like, no gain. Now down to 50 seconds. Third down and 15.
Mind you, from the 1-yard line.
Last time they found themselves back here, they ended up with a safety. Now down to our final 30 seconds. McDormand takes the snap, going to drop back to throw. He's looking sideline, incomplete. And that'll be 4th and 18 now with 13 seconds to go, and the clock has stopped.
What a throw.
That was a good throw.
Under pressure and got that ball a solid 32 yards. That's not so probably 40 yards because he was about 8 yards deep in the end zone. Just great concentration putting that ball in the air. Unfortunately, it was batted down, but Ryan Ladd did have a chance at it if the defender wasn't so close on him.
4th and 18 now. 13 seconds to go. Cody Richardson is out. He is their punter. Back against the sideline, or the back line, I should say, of the end zone. Good snap, good kick. Wobbling punt gets out to about the 30. Now we'll take a Columbia bounce to the 34, where the clock will expire. And that is your game. So, final score here from Columbia Central. It is Blissfield 26 and Columbia Central 14. We will take a one-minute break, come back, and we will get you the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back. It is the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show. And Joe will run down the Aspen Heating Cooling touchdowns for this game. Some scores for Columbia Central. They only had two, and they were both from the feet of Luke McDormand. He had a 45-yard touchdown run and a 6-yard touchdown run.
Luke McDormand was just electric. You know, he was off the field for a few plays, getting tended to with a possible ankle roll or something like that, or possible cramp. But overall, Luke McDormand was just on fire with his feet on in the air. Could use a little improvement, but, you know, the O-line really needs to back him up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And meanwhile, for the victorious Royals of Blissfield, you had a 14-yard touchdown catch from Luke Knopfsinger. You had a 31-yard touchdown catch from Owen Smith. He also had an interception. Then you had the safety, and then they picked up a 31-yard field goal from Aaron Stalker, and then a 10-yard touchdown run from Chase Collier got them to their 26 total points and a pickup of victory. They'll go to 2-1 on the year. Columbia, not so much. It's been kind of a rough start to the season.
You know, they haven't seen each other in a couple of years, but still, it's unfortunate. You know, Columbia Central used to stomp Blissfield left and right, and Blissfield's just kind of had a complete turnaround, especially under senior quarterback Schnorr. Just overall great game that we just saw. You can't blame any injury bugs. You can't blame any, you know, penalties, because, I mean, there were penalties, but they were all within reason. Mm-hmm. So this was just a game of Blissfield was the better team, but we still saw a very, very good game and a lot of improvements from Columbia Central.
Yeah, and with that, our Tri-County Water player of the game is none other than Luke McDormand. Had a fantastic game for the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central. A couple of touchdowns. He did have the INT, but all in all, a solid performance for him. And, you know, the INT you can chalk up to, he just doesn't throw that often.
No, he doesn't. He's relied on his feet for so long that I think he honestly kind of forgets how to throw. I'm sure in practice he lights it up, because when we come here pregame, he's slinging the ball
all over the yard. Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Over the yard. But, as you know, as soon as you have an actual in-game situation with especially like a D-line that could get through the O-line as well as Blissfield could, the Royals were just too much for Luke McDormand in the line tonight for the Golden Eagles. But otherwise, Luke McDormand for sure player of the game.
Yeah, big thank you to True Community Credit Union. You can enter to win $1,053 courtesy of True Community Credit Union. Go to k1053.com/footballfrenzy. Want to say thank you to Kelly Express Mart for handling our pregame show. Our first quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Our halftime show brought to you by Jackson Pediatric Dentistry and Dr. Steve Davenport. Our scouting reports during the pregame brought to you by Recruit Specialized Staffing. Tri-County Water brings you the player of the game. Again, that is Columbia Central's Luke McDormand. And this has been the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show. Our touchdown sponsors, Aspen Heating and Cooling. Also, big thank you to Tom Coffee Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Level 1 Bank, Wilby Transit Mix, Aeroquip Credit Union, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop, Jackson YMCA, Hanover Horton Schools, Penn Chiropractic Center, East Jackson Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Columbia School District, Dr. Pam Campbell, always a gracious host here, Grimes Plumbing and Clothing Carousel. Next week, K105.3 Football Frenzy continues to hit the road. Joe, where are we?
We are taking our talents, well, your talent, my whatever I am, out to the shores of Grass Lake for Hanover Horton versus Grass Lake. They're taking on Grass Lake, so I'm excited for that matchup.
Another wonderful venue and an opportunity to catch the Cascades Conference in action next week. So for Josh Ankrell, best producer in the business, back at the station, turning the knobs, flipping the switches, and making us sound as good as we do, and my broadcast partner, Joe Cassidy, my name is the Mayor, Jason Smith. We will see you Friday Night Lights next week.
See ya.